Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the crucified and risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Please be seated. Light and dark. These are the things that God gives us to ponder in our epistle reading for today. In fact, this even comes from before when John had written his gospel. He told us that Jesus said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." God is light. We know this from very early in Scripture, not only the Gospels, but even at creation itself. God is in the void, and what is the first thing he says? Let there be light. And so we have this picture of light and dark, and they're sort of in this battle, because light and dark cannot occupy the same space. You're either in darkness or you're in light. And so this idea of light, it sort of finds its being in God, who is the author of life and who has no imperfections and no sin and is completely holy, and this is who he is. And consequently, God separates this light from the darkness, and darkness is always represented by sin and death and hardship and suffering. And so these two things, they don't really exist in the same place. You can either be in one or you can be in the other. Well, God says in our epistle for today that he would desire us to walk in light. And so we do. Right? We live in the gospel message of Jesus Christ crucified and risen. It's the whole message of Jesus overcoming darkness, Jesus overcoming death, Jesus overcoming sin. And we all profess it together, right? Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
And so today our sermon focuses especially on these words. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all sin. Thus far our text. You see, at the time of this writing, John was fighting against false teachings in the church. People who were ready to walk in darkness, to deny specific teachings that the apostles had brought in, for their own inventions, whatever their own mind had decided was right. And so John tries to warn them against this, right? You can't live in sin, you can't live in false belief and false teaching, and also have fellowship with Jesus and live in the light. So what's it going to be? Which one are you going to choose? You can't have both. And so John, what he does is, you know, as sort of this father figure for the church, because at this point John's rather old, he calls them, dear children, walk in the light with Jesus. And you know, to our modern ears, we go, well, what in the world does that mean? Walk in the light, that's great. So I'll turn on the lights when I get home and everything will be hunky-dory, right? Whenever I'm in the dark, I'll make sure to bring a flashlight. All right, follow John 1, right? Or 1 John 1. No, to walk in the light means to walk in Jesus Christ. And as John reveals in his gospel, Jesus is this very word of God. The truth is that God is calling you to walk in the Word. Not only to hear it, not only to learn it, but then to lead holy lives according to it. That's what it means to walk in the light. Now, he doesn't give us, you know, he doesn't leave us without reason to do this, though. He gives us plenty of reason. In fact, he gives us two very specific reasons why we should walk in this light. Why we should sort of, because we know it's hard to deny our sin. But why we should do that and actually give up the darkness for what he says. The first is fellowship. Fellowship with God, importantly, and fellowship with one another. The truth is, what gets in the way between us and God? Sin, right? We all know this. Sin gets in between our relationship. When our sin exists, God sees us, and all he sees is the poor, miserable sinners we confess to be. But if we walk in the light of Christ, that is, if we trust in our baptism, if we receive the supper on our tongue, if we actually hear these words of forgiveness and life and we believe them, the sin gets removed. It gets taken out entirely. And so there's nothing to get in the way of our fellowship with God, with our togetherness, with our unity, with the God that we love so much. What else do we have to gain by walking in this light, by actually taking the word of God and believing it and trusting in it and learning it in its truth and purity? We get fellowship with each other. fellowship with each other. Think about it. All right. Many of you know this, and I would assume most of you know this. I'm from Metro Detroit. Okay? My family as well. Would I have met any of you? Would we have unity? Would we have togetherness? Would we have fellowship if the Word didn't exist? If God had not given us this path to walk in the light, I would never have met you. There would have been absolutely zero reason for me to come to Chestnut, Illinois. But what's happened? But through the Word of God, He has united me and you. How about all of those sitting around you? How many people in this room would you have never met if it wasn't for the Word of God? You see how this works? God takes His Word and He calls all of His people underneath the umbrella of His Word. That way we all believe the same thing. That way we all trust the same promises. That way we all sort of cling to the same Jesus. And it's a wonderful gift. Now to walk into darkness, well, we know what that's like too, don't we? Right? We see the world around us. There's differences in religion. There's differences in denominations. There's even differences in secular things that don't really matter. And what happens when we walk in the darkness, when our sin causes a hardness of heart, either against the Word or against our neighbor, or, you know, is there any fellowship? No, the fellowship, the unity, the togetherness, it's missing. It's not there. And so with humble hearts, as Christians, we go, we serve the Word of the Lord. And we let the Word have its way with us. That way, the Word can get rid of all of the differences. The Word can expel all of the things that would cause our fellowship to be broken. Which leads us right into the next section, which is the second benefit of walking in this light. It's not only fellowship with God, not only fellowship with each other, but in this fellowship, we receive forgiveness. How many people here have ever had a disagreement with somebody? I think everybody's been there, right? And when you have a disagreement, this is what happens, right? The fellowship falls apart. And the only way to get it back is to live in this forgiveness that Jesus offers. To live in His Good Friday death, to live by the blood that He sheds from the cross, and to live in an empty tomb. And the fact that Jesus truly is risen from the dead, that He takes all of the sin that would cause our relationships to have strife and turmoil, and He dies with it, and He leaves it in the tomb forever. That way you know that your sins are forgiven. And if your sins are forgiven, there is nothing that can get in the way. Not between you and God, not between you and somebody else. The sin's gone. It's taken away. You have life. You have salvation. You have promises that will last for an eternity. Why? Because Jesus has picked us up. And He's brought us near to Himself. And we get to live in fellowship with Him, walking in this light. Remember, Jesus says, "Whoever follows Me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." My friends, darkness or light, not that we really have a choice to believe, that all comes from the Holy Spirit. No, that all comes from our faith. But for you good Christians, God gives you a call to leave this darkness behind. To leave behind the hardness of your hearts, to leave behind your sin, and to walk alongside Jesus. Trusting in His promises, trusting in your baptism, trusting in the forgiveness that is given to you in the supper, and most importantly, trusting in the Word of God that delivers all of these wonderful promises to you. Because in so doing, you have much to gain. Not only forgiveness, not only life, not only salvation, but a wonderful church. A church in Chestnut, a church united with all those who have gone before, a church united even with the Apostle John who died 2,000 years ago. But the truth is that in the light, we have everything we could ever need for the sake of Jesus, who was crucified and risen for you. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which far surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.